Hello and welcome to a card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology Manifestation deck. And we've got Newman in Pisces, attuned to the divine. You have the opportunity to slip into the flow of life now. When that happens, you want what is happening and what is When that happens, you want what is happening and what is happening is what you want. Okay. You want what's happening and what is happening is what you want. Okay. Manifesting is working perfectly. Make sure that you stay attuned to your higher self and you'll be well on your way to feeling blissfully happy. And tune into your dreams also. Meditation is the best way to connect to your higher self. So practice it if you know how, or try learning from an online instructional video. Above all else, be kind to yourself and others. Well, in all honesty, that just says whatever's happening right now is happening because you manifested it, and that's good. So just stay attuned to yourself and do some meditation. If you don't know how, figure out how you should. And above all else, be kind to yourself and others. Simple as that. So go and live life perfectly. Truth is, yesterday I was saying about things closing, beginnings, and And with every beginning, there has to be something that sort of closes or ends. It is not always necessarily true. You could just be adding to your palate. You know, it's like if you go to a restaurant and you've ordered some food and you're starting to eat it, and then you think, I would like a side dish. Doesn't mean your main course is ended. It just means that you would like something to complement it. Or you might order another glass of wine to complement it. Maybe you, although having said that, your glass of wine may have finished before you decided to order your next glass of wine. Sometimes things end before another one begins. And sometimes you could still be in a good place and something else just comes along just to add to that. This is saying, you know, be good to yourself, attuned to your higher self. I mean, these are the things which you should normally do anyway. And just have a bit of trust in what is the process of what is happening right now. If you are experiencing something like I am, where you just don't really know what you're doing or what's going on or why you are doing the things you do, then I'm seeing this as some sort of, not cleansing period, but reflective period where maybe I have, well, this is true. I have taken on a lot of work. And during that time, I've somehow got lost along the way and lost sight of some of the things that I want to be doing. Thinking, don't worry, I'll do them in the future. Whereas the future is kind of now. Well, not even kind of now, it is now. So if you are finding yourself in one of those places, just ask yourself, now, am I just sitting here bitching and moaning and complaining? Or am I actively thinking, right, this is a moment where I need to reflect and think, are these things that I want to continue into the next couple of months? And if they're not, how can I sort of manifest my way out of these things rather than digging this hole deeper? Yeah, a lot of things will be coming clearer sooner or later, but this moon is quite an emotional one. What would it be in Pisces? I mean, like, all moons are emotional anyway, but this one is particularly because Pisces is a water sign. And so if you do feel a little bit out of sorts, this will be why. And I've started to feel the effects of since yesterday. And this moon is on Sunday, which means that over the next few days, it will start to build and build and build. And then there'll be that sort of like calling out period where things will start to make sense. So yeah, be kind to yourself and be kind to yourself before you're kind to other people. And if you aren't kind to other people, there is actually usually a reason why you are not in that frame of mind. And that would be because you need to be kind to yourself first and stop putting others first. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow with the last of those cards, the Moonology ones. Bye.